You here?
Really into the city we're doing. I mean, there's such a famous
We'll talk about it. B'siyata d'shmaya. Okay, good. So we're up to Gadol Habayis. Well, I think I looked at the last time I gave Hilchos Avelos, and I think I gave like two long shiurim on this, going through the whole sugya, and then I tried to listen to the shiur. Curious what I said, and I fell asleep. So there's a simon to me that maybe we should do this a little bit more b'kitzer, and especially since we're behind schedule, we will do the l'maisa parts, and we'll get into it a little bit. But I think we'll you know, I'll do more like a half a shiur, not the two shiur. So there are basically two sugyos of Gadol Habayis, so maybe one actually. The first one is pashut, meaning it's easier to understand. That's in Sifches and Siftes, actually. And then the second one, which is much more complex, is Sif Beis. We'll go maybe in the order of the Gemara, not the order of the Shulchan Aruch, since it's a little easier, meaning to do the later one in Shulchan Aruch first. So the Gemara says that somebody who dies and a relative who's Chayav and Avelos comes from a Makom Karov, and he shows up and he sees, wow, you know, his family is being misavel on someone. So he doesn't have to sit Shiva completely. He could join their minyan. That's the Gemara Moed Katan Chafal on the base. And the Gemara says that this has a number of conditions. So what are the three conditions? What are the three conditions that are mentioned in the Gemara to allow this? So the Gemara says the following. Number one is that he is Makom Karov. He's coming from Makom Karov. Makom Karov basically means one day's journey. And what does that mean, one day's journey? So the Rif says that means 10 parsa, 40 mil, that's the amount of time that a person could join in one day. And we'll talk about why this is in a moment, and we could also talk about, you know, what that means for nowadays, where you could travel in one day thousands of miles. So that's condition number one, that he, and we'll talk about why in a moment, but that the relative is within a close distance, within Makom Karov, of the Beis Avel. Number two is that the Gadol Habayis is Bebayis. Okay, we'll define what Gadol Habayis is in a couple of minutes. Why? So Tosfos explains in that case, he's Batel Etzlo. So the non-Gadol Habayis is Batel to the Gadol Habayis. And number three is, he arrives before they finish the Avelos. According to Tanakhim, actually, only if he arrives in the first 3 days. And according to Reb Shimon, we paskin like Ketuvei HaMeikel. So even if the guy arrives on the seventh day, as long as he was ba umatza menachemim etzlo. Gemara asks, what about Ninaru? Lamod v'lo amdu? And the Gemara says about that takel. So we'll get to the details of how we paskin there. But basically, condition number three is that he arrives before the Avelos is over. So again, somebody shows up to a Shiva house, relative shows up to the Shiva house late after they've started. He could join their minion for Avelos, which might mean that he's only going to sit Shiva, you know, for 1 hour if he showed up on the seventh day. But that's okay. He can have this abridged Shiva. If three conditions are met, number one is that he started off being B'makom Karov, number two, Gadol Habayis was B'bayis, and number three, he arrives before they've completed sitting Shiva. Now, according to the Rush, there's a fourth condition, that he doesn't know about the Avelos until he arrives. So he shows up, and he didn't realize that anybody died. He shows up, he goes into the house, and he sees everybody sitting on the floor. That's the fourth condition. But if he knew about it beforehand and then he comes, so then we don't apply. Now, the basis of the Rush's psak is basically, the Rush holds that you don't ever change your minyan. Meaning, say, once you started sitting Shifa, you don't change your count. So if he heard about it, when does he start sitting Shifa? When he heard about it, right? So then at that point, let's say he hears about it on Tuesday. So Tuesday, and he hears, let's say, just to make it easier, that the kfur already took place. So he's immediately starting to sit Shifa. So it's true that he then goes and travels to be with the rest of his family, and they are already up to the third day of Shifa, but he can't join them. Because when he started sitting Shifa, Tuesday was day one of Shifa. So once you start and you move to a new place, Tuesday can't go from being day one of Shifa to day three of Shifa. That's the theory of the Rush. Ramban does not agree, as we'll see later. And we paskin like the Rush. The Shulchan Aruch here paskins like the Rush. Now, that is the reason why, basically, the sugya, or this part of the sugya of Gadol HaBayis, this first part of the Gemara, is basically never relevant nowadays. Why is it never relevant nowadays? Because nowadays, you always find out. I mean, I've never heard of a case, I guess it's conceivably possible, where somebody like walks into a house a couple of days after the rest of his relatives sit Shiva and sees, wow, look, everybody's sitting Shiva, right? Nowadays, what happens almost 100% of the time is that they've already started, the person knows somebody calls him. So he might be in a different country. He might show up 2-3 days later. That's normal. That happens all the time. But the three conditions mentioned in the Gemara are definitely relevant nowadays. But because we pass them like the Rush, the fourth condition is necessary. So even though you raised the question, how do you define Makom Karov nowadays? It's an interesting question. I'm not going to actually have to answer that, though it is discussed in the postgame, because Lamaisa, this never happens. The second sugya of Gadol HaBayis, the continuation of the Gemara, will be very relevant nowadays. We'll see in a moment. But this first one, because we paskin like the Rush, basically almost never happens. Yes?
Clearly, there's a Rush. Why is not Rush a reason why 3 days is because?
Yes, that's how the Rush comes up with a sheer 3 days for Rabbi Shimon. But that is true. That's just the theory for what 3 days comes from. But you still only are mitzaref if he only finds out when it comes. Now, he's trying to figure out where does the shear of 3 days come from, right? Okay, fine. And we'll see how the Shulchan Aruch says this. We'll read the Shulchan Aruch in a minute. Okay, that's the first part of the sugya. The second part of the sugya, which may be either a new question or a hemshech of the first discussion, is the following. Halach Gadol HaBayis to the Beis HaKfaros. So then Rabbi Yochanan says, he's Mon Iman. The Gemara says, Tanya, he's not Mon Iman, lo kasha, kan sheba b'toch shosh yamim, kan sheba l'achar shosh yamim. And then Rabbi Yochanan says, the halach is like Rabbi Shimon. So this raises a bunch of questions, as we'll see, because if you think we paskin like Rav Shimon, then why is 3 days relevant? Is this Gemara lo libe d'ilchosa? We'll see that in a minute. But before we get there, we just have to go back to the basic question of the Gemara. What is this question that halach Gadol HaBayis to the basic Rush? What are we talking about? So here we have two approaches: the Rush again and the Ramban. So according to the Rush, it is a continuation of the previous Gemara. The Gemara's question is, what's the din if the Gadol HaBayis went to the Beis HaKfaros to take care of something, he's taking care of the Matzeva, let's say, and then while he's gone, the other guy, the other relative, shows up in the house. So could he be mitzarif to them? Is he batal to them or not? We said before that if Reuven's the relative who was gone originally. Reuven shows up while the Gadol HaBayis is in the Beis HaKfaros. So do we say that even though the Gadol HaBayis is in the Beis HaKfaros, since he is coming back soon, and he was there at the beginning, and he's going to be there at the end, so it's kilu the Gadol HaBayis is still the Bayis, and therefore Reuven is nigrar after the Gadol HaBayis, and then his shiva will be readjusted based, abridged form. That's possibility A. Or no, do we say that since the Gadol HaBayis is not the Bayis, then he's not tafel or batel, and he's going to continue. He's going to start here with day one, not day three, let's say. That's the Shiloh over here. So this is a follow-up question to the first discussion. Oh, and basically the answer is that as long as the Gadol Bais only went away for 3 days or less, so then Reuven could join up with their minion. That's the second question. Now, the Rambam understands this question as in a totally different way, which was that the Gadol Habayis, in this case, went to the Kvura and then returns. So this is nothing to do with the previous sugya. Again, the first part of the first sugya, according to Ramban, is talking about a case where Reuven shows up and the other people are sitting Shiva. Here we're talking about a different case. Everybody's all together, and half the family goes to do the Kvura. Let's say in Eretz Yisrael, that's why this is a very common question. And the other half of the family stays back in America and doesn't go to the Kvura. And we know that the family that doesn't go to the Kvura, so they start avails immediately, as we saw at the beginning of our sermon, when they turn around, so they start sitting Shiva. And now the Gadol Habayis goes, let's say, to Eretz Yisrael, and he comes back. And so he's, let's say, a day behind in the Shiva, because the flight to Eretz Yisrael was on Tuesday, and the Kvura was on Wednesday. So the question is, does the Gadol Habayis join with their minion or not? So it's a totally new question. Totally new question. Nothing to do with Machlokes Paros. Totally new question. And why does it say Gadol Habayis? It's even the Gadol Habayis. In other words, really, it means if anybody goes to the Kvura and returns. So it says Gadol Habayis to teach me even the Gadol Habayis. Now, this is a tzad. In fact, we say that the Gadol Habayis would be Nigrar Achar the Ktanei Habayis. So the question, according to the Ramban's version of the Shiloh, is basically who schleps who. Would you say the Gadol Habayis schlept the Ktanei Habayis, who didn't go to the Kvura? Or Adaraba, would you say that the Ktanei Habayis, who started this sitting Shiva a day earlier, will schlep the Gadol Habayis after their minyan? That's basically the Shiloh of the Gemara. Now, Rush couldn't learn this way. I think Rabbi Willig, when he talked about this, made this Ha'ara, and Rabbi Simon pointed out that if you look at Tosa Rush, it's explicit. So this is really Rush Ramban Lashitasa. It may not come out this way when you look at all the discussions in Beis Yosef. You'll see that people might not have appreciated this point, that it's the Rush and Ramban Lashitasa, but it probably is. So the Rush couldn't learn this way. Because remember, we said before, the Rush has a theory that you never switch your count. Now, according to Ramban, that's exactly what the Gemara is asking. The Gemara is saying, the Gadol Habayis, in this case, who went to the Kvura, right? So he went to Eretz Yisrael. In our example, he started sitting, the rest of the family that stayed home started sitting Shiva on Tuesday, and he went to the Kvura, so he started starting Shiva at Stima Sagola on Wednesday. So right now, Wednesday is day one. And the Gemara Shaila is up, but maybe when he gets back home, so he will be Nigrar Achareim, and he'll start sitting Shiva on, this sort of, he'll go from this being, let's say, his day two to going to being his day three, right? So the Ramban could not tolerate that. The Rush could not tolerate that possibility, because whoever heard of such a thing, that you change your minion. But the Ramban does. So the Ramban could read the Gemara this way. Doesn't mean the Ramban had to read the Gemara this way, but the Ramban could. I thought that's also sort of the easier way of reading the Gemara, but I guess that, you can make the case that the Rush's way is easier. I don't know. But at the very least, the Rush couldn't learn like the Ramban. And that's why the Rush had to learn this way. Now, as I said, this case comes up all the time. So, as we said before, the Ikar Svar of the Rush is basically you can't switch your minion. What's the Ikar Svar of the Ramban? So, first glance, when you read the Ramban, the Ikar Svar of the Ramban sounds like he's saying, what is the tzad? Let's say it like this. Like we said, the Gemara Shiloh over here is who schleps who. And we have two possibilities. Maybe the Ktanei Habayis will be Nigrar Achar the Gadol Habayis, or maybe the Gadol Habayis will be Nigrar Achar Ktanei Habayis. But it sounds like we want there to be one minion, right? And we want everybody to be doing the same things. So it sounds like the Ikar Svar of the Ramban, the Hanach of the Ramban, the Hanach of the Rush is that you can't switch your minion. The Hanacha, the Ramban, that leads to his Mahalach in both Sugyos, is that we want there to be one Avelus, one minion, right? So everybody's going to do one thing. The question is, who slaps who? Does the Gadol slap the Katan? Does the Katan slap the Gadol? And that's going to depend on the scenario. That's the Ikar Svar of the Ramban. And now, you'll say, but one second, we don't always do that because Bami Makom Rachok, we have two minyanim, right? Everybody's going to be Bami Makom Rachok. So he shows up. For him, it's, let's say, day one. For Ruvain, it's day one. And for the rest of the people that started, it's day three. So, but the answer is, yeah, because they weren't together at the beginning. The Ramban seems to assume, that when everybody starts together and they started in one place, they weren't in two different places at the beginning, then they're, and let's even add, they end together. In other words, the Gadol HaBayis returns back to the base of them, as opposed to that funny case of Sif base in the Yerushalmi. So where everybody starts together and where everybody ends together, there should be one minion. And that's what the Gemara says, okay, so Shlapsu. And the answer basically of the Gemara is that the Ketanei HaBayis are going to schlep along the Gadol HaBayis, even not because they're Ketanei HaBayis, but because they started first and they're the base Avel, and the Gadol HaBayis rejoins the base Avel, so he follows their minion. And yeah, in this case, the Gadol HaBayis is Tafel to the rest of the base Avel that already started earlier. So that's basically the conclusion of the second sugya according to Ramban. So according to Ramban, like in that case, where one of the relatives or some of the relatives go to Eretz Yisrael for the Fura and other relatives stay in America and start the day earlier. When the relatives that came to the Kfura return back to America, they are going to become Batal and Tafel to the minion of those who stayed, such that in a sense they've only maybe had 6 days of Shiva or 5 days of Shiva, as opposed to 7 days of Shiva. I'll just read you the Lashon of the Ramban explaining the second point. Right, v'chein pirsha shmua, v'damrina v'hu sheish gadol habayis bebayis, ha-gadol habayis sheba mimakom acher l'kan, eino nibra acher k'tanim. V'inan b'gemara halach zeh gadol habayis lebeis ha-kfarus mahu nigrar hu imahen, ohe nigrar n'acharav, v'in monim atchis demagola, v'am Rabbi Yochanan afilu halach gadol habayis lebeis ha-kfarus mahu, makshini g'alob b'brais, b'k'tani modal atzma, m'taritzla, Hahi kishabalach ashlosha kirabana. Gadol shabah mi beis hakfaros etzal ktanim. Katan shabah mi makom acher etzal gadol habayis shavin heim. Right? Vein shalok vehefresh bein shay beis hakfaros karo. But rachok doesn't make a difference. Shaarei mi makom karo vayek shachal alem avelos. Right? That's where you see that point that I was saying before. Where they start together, they were b'makom karo. Kedamer lahu. Rav Lemei Hatzalvoni, Shahochum Mehem was first, Asa Vigo, Tlasa Limnu Vahadaichu, Afilu Gadol, Afilu Makom Rachov, Delo Asbogot, Tlasa Yilimni Lenavshe, Afilu Katma Karov, Wiu Iu Vahadai Enu Noig Avelos, Elo Lachashis Magolol, Elo Shimon Iman, Kishiba Etzlam, when he returns back, he's Mon Iman, Latanakam Tel Shoshal, or Shimon Kol Shiva. So as long as Gadol HaBayis makes it back from Eretz Yisrael before they have completed the Shiva, he joins them. There's even though the second sugya doesn't mention that, that's because it's Alibad Rabbi Shimon, Alibad Rabbanan, but according to Rabbi Shimon, but we know from the first sugya that Shlosha for Rabbanan is equivalent, Shlosha Rabbi Shimon is equivalent to Shavala Rabbanan, the reverse. The last look paid the Biyomi, because we paskin, Lakula, that there doesn't matter how many days there are. Zero pairs from Niralan, no, fine. So that's the Mahalach. Now, the Ramban, if you look at the Rif and the Rambam for that matter, they basically skip the whole second sugya. So the Ramban says, that's because they learn like me. So what? So what they learn like you? Well, because in the end of the day, if they learn like me, the second sugya is sort of lo libad halfasa, because the second sugya is a libad, the opinion that says you follow 3 days and we say you follow 7 days. So basically, that's why he omits it. People think this is very docha, because ikar chasman ha-sefer, I mean, you know, we have to know the halacha, what the din, if some people go to the basic virus and some people don't. How are you going to figure that out on your own? Akopanim, that's that. Balmora thinks it's also fair that to say the way that if the Pshat Nerif is the sugya is only Aliba, is Aliba de Rabbanan, and we pass like Rav Shimon, so there's a Stephen Rabbi Yochanan, because Rabbi Yochanan was the one who says passing like Rav Shimon, and Rabbi Yochanan is the one who asked the question. So the Ramban says, well, maybe Rabbi Yochanan's asking it, lo aliba delchosa. So the Baal Amor didn't like that. Fine. But that's basically the sugya. So what does Beis Yosef think? He thinks from the stima of the Rif, it sounds like Gadol HaBayis is not affected by other people. You always mona la'atzma, mistima sagolo, if you went to the Beis HaKfaros. So that's why the Rif leaves it out. So therefore, what would be the position of the Rif, let's say, according to the Ramban, like him, that if the Gadol HaBayis goes to the Beis HaKfaros for the burial, and then he comes back, he would be schlepped after their minion, and it would be smaller. According to Beis Yosef, not true. That in that case, the Gadol HaBayis would count for himself. And the people who stayed in America would count for himself. That's what would come out according to Beis Yosef. Okay, so how do we paskin? So the first shiloh we discussed is what we call the first sugya, because it's the first sugya nigbar, though it's like we said later on the Shulchan Aruch. We had a very important machlokes between the Rosh and the Ramban, right? What was the machlokes? The machlokes was, what's the din if the guy who was makom karov knew about the Avelos and then joined them? Would he follow the Gadol HaBayis or not? The Rosh said he would not, and the Ramban said he would. So on that first shiloh, the Shulchan Aruch definitively paskins like the Rosh. Which means, like I said, that we would pass, so we pass on the Shulchan Aruch on this, which we do. So that would mean that the first sugya is basically not relevant halacha l'maisa, for the reason that we said, because you almost never have a situation where somebody only finds out about Avelos when he shows up and sees everybody sitting Shiva after they've already started Avelos. There's might be like an hour that this happens, but they're not going to like wake up after the Kfura and then show up. Now, maybe you would think, if you follow this Mahalach of like Rabbi Simon, that the two sugyas are Talis Abizat, that we would automatically follow the Rosh and the second sugya as well. And we shouldn't follow the Ramban. But as we'll see, at least according to the Shach, we do follow the Ramban in the second sugya, which doesn't have to be a stira, even if it might come out that we're not being consistent. Okay, so what about on the second sugya? So as I said, so the second sugya, the Shach thinks we paskin like the Ramban. And he writes this whole Arichos, and then afterwards he writes his conclusion in summary. And the summary is also quite an Arichos, though it's, I guess, less than his first Arichos. But the bottom line for our purposes, the conclusion of the Shach is, Em b'shas kavura halchu mikta sakrogim ubeis akvaros, monim im elu shebebayis, bein gedolim, bein ketanim, bein bo toch shlosha, bein bo biyom shvi, u shebo matzu menachamim, avalim lo matzu menachamim biyom shvi'i, osen shalchu ubeis akvaros, monim lo matzu menachamim. So right, so what comes out is that if some of the people go to the Kfura, some of the people stay home, as long as the people who go to the Kfura return back to the Beis Avel prior to the conclusion of the Shiva, then they join that minion. Oh. Now, we'll talk a little bit about how to define Gadol HaBayis, but that also makes it such that the whole question of who's the Gadol HaBayis is also never l'maisa. People always talk about, like when Yeshayahs come up, they say, oh, who's the Gadol HaBayis? But that child is basically irrelevant. It almost never matters. Because like we said, the first sugya definitely matters who the Gadol HaBayis, but the first sugya never ever happens. And in the second sugya, Gadol HaBayis is irrelevant. let's assume for a moment that we paskin like the Shach, though it wouldn't even really matter. Because according to the Rosh, the second sugya is just the subset of the first sugya, right? There is no second sugya. And according to the Ramban, the second sugya is a whole new sugya. But the Gadol HaBayis is totally irrelevant for the second sugya. Because when it says, Halach B'Gadol HaBayis Basic Faros, it means even the Gadol HaBayis went to the Basic Faros. The conclusion is that the people at home schlepped the Gadol HaBayis after them, assuming he returns before the conclusion of Shiva. So that's true whether he's a Gadol HaBayis or whether he isn't a Gadol HaBayis. So practically speaking, figuring out who the Gadol HaBayis is kim'at never practical. Doesn't matter. I don't know why people are always bringing that up. Maybe they just like the long shach. But it's very, very unclear. So how do we paskin? So like we said, the second sugya, we need to know who do we paskin like. That comes up all the time. Do we paskin like the Rush, or do we paskin like the Shach? The Shulchan Aruch more or less paskins like the Rush. We'll put it that way, because remember, he thought that the Rif and the Rambam, by omitting the second sugya, you're basically rejecting the idea of the Ramban, that whoever went to the Kvura keeps his own count even when he comes home, right? So that being the case, you can follow the Psak of the Shulchan Aruch. We could call it the Rush if you want. If you follow the Psak of the Shulchan Aruch, then when they come back from the Kvura, they keep their own count. If you follow the Psak of the Shach, who follows the Ramban, then when they come home, their Nigrach are those who stayed at home. So, not clear who we paskin like. Rav Moshe thinks we follow the Shulchan Aruch and the simple reading of the Rosh, let's call that. So therefore, this actually happened when Rav Moshe was Nifter. So Reuven went to the Kfur in Eretz Yisrael, Har Menuchos, and Rav David stayed in the Lower East Side. So he started Shiva Day earlier, and he ended Shiva Day earlier. Following the Shulchan Aruch. Rabbi Willig thinks we follow the Shach. I think that's probably the more common psak, for sure. Follow the Shach. And therefore, typically when the people come back from Eretz Yisrael, some people didn't go to the Kfura, then they would follow those who didn't go to the Kfura, which means often a abridged Avelos. Fine. So that's the sort of the kitzur. A couple of Avelos along the way. So the Gemara says, regarding the first sukkah, what is that if the Bami Makom Karo shows up as long as Matzu Menachem Etzlo, then he could join their minyan. What does that mean? So the Ramban writes that means that they already put on their shoes and they already took off their Paru Rosham. So we'll talk about whatever that means exactly, but the headdress that the mourners wear, they removed that. That's what it means. In other words, really, even though it says Bal Menachem Etzlam, it means did they stop the Nihugi Avelos, right? Remember, the last day of Avelos, we say Mitzvah Kukulo. So after the Nihugi Avelos Mitzvah Sayom, then it's over. So when does it, when does the Avelos end? When you put your shoes on? That's really what it's dependent on. Even though the Gemara says Menachemim, so you might think from the literal reading of the Gemara, if there's still Menachemim over here, even though he put his shoes back on, then the guy who came to Makom Karov could be Mitztarif. But that's incorrect, the Ramban says. Really, what it depends on is, are they knowing Shiva anymore or not? So that's what the Ramban says. The Smak is a different pshat. The Rashba quotes this minhag that they go to their milave the avelim from the Beis Knesset Levesav Omdam Shem Maat, and then they separate. That's what it means. Fine, but That's the Ramban. Okay. And then we have the Shaila. What is Makom Karov? So here, like we said, it means the possibility of coming in a day. Now, it's also important to point this out, which is, we say Makom Karov is the possibility of coming in a day, which we say is 40 mil. But it doesn't matter that, and what's the idea? That since they're near each other at the beginning, so we say that they start together, right? As opposed to being in different places. Now, even if it's impossible that they could have come this time, in other words, let's say that the Kfura took place at 7 p.m. and Shkia is at 8 p.m. And the guy was 38 mil away. So it's impossible for him to have come on Yom Rishon. But it doesn't matter, because since he was in a day's journey, then Lamaisi is considered Makom Karov, and there's that Siruf, and therefore he joins. In terms of the question of who is the Gadol HaBayis, so here the Rishonim offer different explanations. The Ritz Geis and the Shulchan Aruch says, the Beis HaSamach Alei, Ugriri Kulhu Basrei, sort of the family patriarch or matriarch. Doesn't matter if it's a brother or a child or even a older brother or younger brother. None of that matters. Who's the boss? Then the Shulchan Aruch quotes from Yesh Omrim, which is the smak, that he has to at least be 13. Okay, the Rashban, the Shachs of Katan Dalad, say that generally speaking, when a mother dies, the husband is considered fellow bias. Then, you know, there's a Shiloh, what about if he's elderly and the people calling the shots are the kids? So the postman discussed that. Fine. Now, an interesting shaila is like this. So we said before, this is in Sif Test, that we paskin like the Rush. Again, we had this machlokas between the Rush and the Ramban. What's the din if the Avel found out about it when he was far away, and then he joined the Beis Avel? So according to the Ramban, he could still be mitzarif to them. And according to the Rush, since he found out when he was far away, we don't. And we paskin like the Rush. Good. And we also said, according to the Shach, that we also paskin like the Ramban, that if the Gadol HaBayis goes to the Kfura, and then he comes back, so he joins the Beis Avel. But that's only because he just went to the Kfura, right? As opposed to, let's say the Gadol HaBayis does not come back. He sits Shiva in his location. So then he starts from Dima Sagolo, Netziv Beis, right? That's that funny Yerushalmi. So an interesting shiloh is like this. What's the din? This comes up all the time. What's a din? Okay, let's say the Gadol HaBayis, or like we said, it doesn't matter who the Gadol HaBayis is. Some of the family goes to the Kfura in Eretz Yisrael, and some stay at home. But they go ahead and they sit Shiva in Eretz Yisrael for a couple of hours. Oftentimes, this is done because the flight that they have isn't, you know, going to be for, let's say, 8 hours. So they go to a friend or family member. They sit Shiva for 4 hours. Sit Shiva meaning to say, Menachem, they're starting to sit Shiva. Avela starts Sima Sagolo, but they actually, Menachemim come. And then they go to the airport. So why is this a Shaila? Because if we see them as having established, let's say it wasn't a couple hours. Let's say it was 3 days. And then they go back to America and join the rest of their family. So then they would not be batel to those who remained, because there were basically, as it were, two Shiva houses. If they came right back to America, they went right from the Beis HaKvaros back to America, then assuming you follow like the Shach, they will be batel, they will be schlepped after those who stayed. What about here? Here they said, you know, they Menachemim came for 4 hours. And again, it's very common because everybody, you know, most people have friends and relatives that live in Eretz Yisrael. We want to give them the chance to make a Shiva call. Anyway, you have to wait for the plane to, you know, usually you can't, you know, don't know exactly when the tour is going to finish, and you know, there's not flights every hour. So this is Mamish Maisim B'chol Yom. So if you say that they sort of established their Shiva while they were in Eretz Yisrael, then they would, even if you followed the Shach, when they get back to America, they're not going to cut off that day. But if you don't, you don't. So Rabbi Willick thinks, I believe, that if it's just basically because you're waiting for the airplane, you're waiting for the flight, and it happens to be, okay, once I'm waiting, I may as well, sit and allow Menachem to come, so then you'll still join their minyan when you get back. And I think actually that's what Rabbi Willig did when he was sitting Shiva. I think he, for a short period of time, not this past time for a sister, but I think when it was for his father, that's exactly what happened. Fine. Again, I think we'll leave out the complexities, the further complexities, and we'll go on from here. So that's great. So we're basically at the end of the Sif. So we'll start with Sif Yud Aleph.
Can I make a comment?
You may.
You said that the concept of Gadol bias is nowadays more or less irrelevant because everyone hears. But there's a certain, although still a minority, but it's significant minority of people who are not informed on purpose because other people are concerned they may...
That definitely happens all the time. But usually in those cases, they don't find out to the Beis Avel.
No, but the people, maybe everyone thought they wouldn't be going to the Beis Avel and they happen to show up there and they might find out.
I agree, it could happen. I'm not denying it, but I've never heard of it happening. So it's pretty rare. It is very common that you don't tell someone who's an Avel that they're an Avel. That's, in fact, the halacha. We saw it earlier. And it's especially relevant for elderly or infirm people where you are concerned that informing them of the news can could kill them or harm them. But again, usually, if you expect him to show up at the Beis Avel, then... you'll tell them anyway. You don't let them be surprised by showing up in the Beis Avel and seeing everyone sit on the floor. So that's why I think it's not that common. But okay, it's good if it happens. So now we know the halacha. And at that point, we'll have to practically figure out who is the Beis Avel, the Gadol Habayis. Okay, so Sif Yud Aleph. So Sif Yud Aleph is actually a topic we talked about in Hilchos Nida. So we can't ignore it. Even though it's not that common either. But I came to a ha'ara on this, which I never thought about before, but it's a good, I got excited about it, especially as we're coming to Maseches Brachos. So let's just look at Sif Yud Aleph, we do it together. Mi shes palalu arvis v'adayin hu yom, v'shama shemes lo meis, yesh mi sheomer shemonem yom acharas, so this is from the Mordechai, from the Maran. The situation is where they davened Maariv early, and then they hear about a relative that died. So it's Odiyom Gadol, and it's still light outside. They made an early Maariv, but it's still light outside. So now the question is, they start sitting Shiva immediately. Does that count as day one of Shiva because it's still light outside? Or do we say, no, that since they already dive in Maariv, it's like night by them, and therefore the first day of Shiva would be the following day? And the answer is that the first day of Shiva is the following day. Why? Because for this to count as a first day of Shiva, it's trei kuli desasri adate. Because on the one hand, you're treating it as daytime linyan sitting Shiva, but you're treating it as nighttime linyan Maariv, and that's a tarti desasri, and therefore we count it as day two of Shiva. Now, last time someone brought up, I think it was Menachem, brought up the inyan of tarti desasri binyan avelos in terms of halacha de vermeka bavel, but Menachem isn't here today, so we don't need to talk about that topic. So maybe we will, but we'll see. So good. So one is the stira between this and what we say in Hilchos Nida, which we'll get back to in a moment. But I first want to just make a hara, which is, why is this a tarti desasri? I didn't think it should be a tarti desasri at all. Because it is true that you daven Maariv early. And okay, point of view, you can daven Maariv from Plag HaMincha, as we know. But does that mean it's night? I mean, according to Rabbi Yehuda, could you do melacha? Not if you daven ma'ariv, because then you're mekabel Shabbos. But let's say you didn't daven ma'ariv early, right? Could you do melacha? Does Rabbi Yehuda think like nighttime starts at plag mincha? Is that what he thinks? Nighttime starts, are we paskin nighttime starts at Seisa Kochavim? We, meaning we're mesupik actually, if we're paskin like Yehuda or not. But, you know, if you don't follow it, Rabbanan think nighttime starts when it becomes dark. And Rabbi Yehuda says, no, nighttime starts at plag mincha. Now, if that's the debate, then yeah, I agree. This is trei kuli disasri adani. Because on the one hand, by davening ma'ariv, you said it's nighttime. And then to say, oh, but le'inyan avelus, it's still daytime. So then it would be trei kuli disasri adani. But why should we assume that? Maybe the pshat is Rabbi Yehuda says, you could daven ma'ariv, zman tefila, which is really based off of karbanos, is earlier. So le'inyan certain dinim, then nighttime, Ma'ariv starts, the Zman Mincha ends at Plaga Mincha, because that's basically when the last time you could bring the Karban Tamid, because the Pasuk says Bein Harbayim for the Karban Tamid, contribute to Bein Harbayim ends with Plaga Mincha, and then Memela you could start, so the Karban Tamid must be completed, or something about the Karban Tamid must be done by then. And then the night, and then that's why Zman Mincha ends, and that's why Zman Ma'ariv begins. But that has nothing to do with night. In which case, there's no stira. So what you see, I think, is that this psak of the Shulchan Aruch, which is basically accepted, seems to assume that, yeah, that's actually taka, the correct answer, approach. That according to Yehuda, nighttime starts. Now, I still don't think it would be true for Malacha, but this, I think, would be similar to the famous ruling of Rabbeinu Tam on Brachos Daf Beis Mud Aleph. Rabbeinu Tam is trying to be Miyashiv the Minhag Olam, at least in those days, when people would daven Ma'ariv early and they would say Krishma early, and they wouldn't repeat Krishma later. And Rabbeinu Tam said, yeah, that's because they're following Rabbi Yehuda. Now, well, Krishma has nothing to do with the Zman of Karban Tamid, right? So from the fact that Rabbeinu Tam says we follow that even for Krishma, you could daven ma'ariv early, you don't have to be Krishma. So clearly, Rabbeinu Tam held that this machlokas had much broader ramifications than the Zman Mincha / ma'ariv or the Zman Karban Tamid was much broader. We don't pass like Rabbeinu Tam. So, how come we're saying that over here? But maybe that's different. Maybe we don't pass like Rabbeinu Tam because it's still not Zman Shechiva. Krishma is different. In other words, Rabbeinu Tam started saying two chidushim. Number, right? Well, one is that it relates to Laila, which is what we're discussing over here. One relates to Zman Shechiva. So we're not, next year, when it comes to Brachos, we'll have to revisit this question. You know, the question is when we don't learn like Rabbeinu Tam, which reason? You know, maybe that's only because of Krishma, because of Zman Shechiva. Is there anyone that's against this Shulchan Aruch, though? In other words, that holds that Rabbi Yehuda is not relevant. So I was talking to Rabbi Sarfati about this on the way home a couple of weeks ago when this came up. And he argued that it's against the Ramban. The Ramban, in Parshas Bo, very famous Ramban. So the Ramban there is a very, very important Ramban. The Shagazari really was the one who made this Ramban very famous. In terms of like paskening at Lahalacha, based off of the Ramban, the Shagas Aryeh allows davening mincha after Shkia. So it's a very popular Ramban in certain circles and unpopular in other circles. But basically the Ramban goes ahead and he's sort of defining all the parts of the day. And it's quite interesting. Like I said, he goes back to, define the different parts of the day and the different words. For example, he points out that Erev could mean two things. Sometimes Erev means not night, and sometimes Erev means the end of the day. He actually thinks Saharayim begins 2 hours before Chatzos. It's the end of the Tamid Shel Shachar, and it continues until Chatzos. Chatzos is the end of Saharayim, and then comes Arbayim, which basically takes you to Shkia. And he says that takes you, which is an hour and a quarter before night. Now there's a problem over there because an hour and a quarter is plod. And Shkia is l'chora 72 minutes before tzeis, right? Ramban is assuming like Rabbeinu Tam, obviously. So it's 3 minutes off. So the Shagasai thinks, yeah, it's a little bit loud, dafka. When he says an hour and a quarter, he means an hour and 12 minutes. But okay. So anyway, he goes through the whole thing. But what comes out from that Ramban...
Isn't that an hour and a quarter proportional hours?
I'm sorry?
I thought it was always 1 1/4 hours. The question is the proportional hours, or according to the Magen Avraham, or proportional hours according to the Graal.
Okay, yeah. The Ramban is something like the Magen Avraham, of course.
So the 72 minutes is counting 72 clock minutes.
But you're, whatever it is. The point is an hour and a quarter of... Or seven... We're presumably 72 minutes is also proportional minutes, right? Why would you assume 72 minutes is permanent, right? Almost none of the poskim would assume that. That's why if you look at all the Zmanim charts now, they always measure 72 minutes by degrees, not by minutes. But anyway, we're not going to get into this whole thing. This is too much fun. The Shagasari is really a lot of fun, even if it's 10 pages long. But anyway, the point, though, is, without getting into the many details, it seems clear that the Ramban and Shagasari understand that this debate between Yud and Rabbanan is specifically about the Karban Tamid. And the Karban Tamid, the question is that when you have to finish the Karban Tamid, Karban Tamid is Bein Arbayim. Bein Arbayim ends with Plag HaMikcha. And now the Shaila is, does that mean the Shechita has to be done by Plag HaMikcha or the Zrik has to be done by Plag HaMikcha? Be totally finished. Meaning the Avodah Sadam has to be totally finished. That's Machlokes between Rabbanan. Rabbanan say it just means the Shechita. Rabbi Yehuda says it means the Zrika. It's a very, nobody's arguing about when Lila is. Their only debate is when is Bein Harbayim, right? Nobody has any discussion. And this is a much more intuitive approach, right? That Rabbi Yehuda thinks has nothing to do with Lila, right? Machlokas between Yehuda and Rabbanan is a very specific machlokas. It's about tefillah / Karban Tamid. Does the Karban Tamid have to be complete by Plag HaMincha, by Bein Harbayim? Or does it have to be started by then? In other words, Shechita. But it's nothing to do with night. So I think that if you learn like the Ramban, so this whole discussion, and the Shagasari, if you want to see it, is Simon Yud Zayin. This whole discussion is irrelevant, right? It wouldn't be a Tarti de Sasri to daven Ma'ariv and still be noig avelos. By davening Ma'ariv early, you're saying, hear ye, the Karban Tamid, the Zrika of the Dan Tamid has to be done by Plag HaMincha, because the Pasuk says about Karban Tamid, Bein Arbayim, and Bein Arbayim in this context means completion. That's what you're saying. And therefore, Memela Zman Mincha is finished, and Memela Zman Ma'ariv starts, and Shai. But when you look at the Beis Yosef, here, as well as in Hilchos Nida, as well, it's clear he's not learning that way. And, you know, this basically comes from the Chachmei Ashkenaz, the Trumas HaDeshen, and those before him, who basically had this idea that we don't look at it that way, and that's why they come into all these shilas of the Tarti de Sasri and the like. We basically do it, seemingly, l'halach, accept their view. But I don't know if this is the answer, but nobody started talking about it before the Chachmei Ashkenaz, this issue of Tarti de Sasri and the like. Davening Ma'ariv early and Avelos and the like, and maybe that's because of this thing. So it turns out that, you know, this concept of Tarti de Sasri, which let's say the Beis Yosef teams to more or less take for granted and accept, is only, would not be true according to the Ramban. So Tzachin l'maisa, as I said, I don't think, you know, I think that the accepted practice is to treat it as a declaration of night, and therefore there are these issues of Tarti Desasri. And then there are the shilas, we'll get back to in a minute, about Hafsik Tara, what about Sfirsa Omer, other things like that, what about, but that perspective may not, you know, is within the Balei HaTosfos, like we said, Rabbeinu Tam seems to be taking that approach, the Maharam, Mordechai, the Shulchan Aruch, and the like, but maybe it's not at all Pashat. That's the insight that I had this time around. So going back to here, so the Shulchan Aruch talks about a case where he daven Ma'ariv. What about in a situation where the Tzibur daven Ma'ariv, but he didn't daven? So what do we say over there? So in that case, the Shach says, Sifkat Yudalit, he could count. And it's not like Nida Simen Kuf Tzadi Vav. And the Marshal says, what's the pshat? Because Nida is different, because women usually don't daven Ma'ariv, which is something, as we've noticed, seems to have changed from time to time, but at least in the Marshal's days. So therefore, since the women don't daven Ma'ariv, they're Nigra Achar Tzibur. So if the Tzibur daven Ma'ariv, then the Marshal says she can't do a Hafsik Tara. But for Avelos, if the Tzibur daven Ma'ariv, but he didn't daven Ma'ariv, you could count it as one of the days of Avelos. Why? Because he usually does daven Ma'ariv. And therefore, his lack of davening Ma'ariv, sort of, he's motzi himself from the Tzibur. And therefore, if you learn like the Marshal, a woman who is in Avelos, who didn't daven Ma'ariv, but the Tzibur daven Ma'ariv, would have to count it part of the next day. Whereas a man who's in Avelos could count it as the previous day. That's the view of the Marshal. And the Shach quotes his father as disagreeing. And he says a couple of reasons why that's wrong. Number one is, Avelos, we should follow the Mekel view, not like the Marshal. Number two is the Avelos is chal on a person min hashamayim. So hu adin le'isha, you know, based off to Mesadashin, basically. Then the Shach, that's Shach Yodal, Shach Tezvav quotes the Lavush, who says that by Mekel, by Shevinakim, lo hifsid. The Shach says that's not, well, isn't there a stira between here and Nida? Why is there a stira? So if we look back at Hilchot Nida, because it's a chance of a little Chazara, Simen Kuf Tzadi Vav. So the Ramah said over there, what's the din if the Tzibur was Mispalel and even Mekabel Shabbos, and even she, therefore, she couldn't do Malach anymore, and then she wants to do a Hafsik Tara. So what's the din? She could still do her Hafsik Tara. Now, it's true, the Ramah wasn't excited about this, but he accepts it. He says it's a minhag vasikin, right? The Ramah writes over there, Umitzis nashim nagos shem paska kodem barchu v'chazra liros kesem odam tolchim esirasa az mafsikin afilu achar barchu im niskalku l'samach l'arev v'choshven davar zel l'diavet. Okay, l'chadchila, you should do it before the tzibur davens, and you shouldn't yell at the women who do this, because it's a minhag vasikin, and a chacham told him. So then it comes out that why is this different than Avelos? And why don't we say over there, it's also a Tarti Desasri Bevas Achas. After all, they mamished lit Shabbos candles. They said the brach on Shabbos. And now we're going to allow them to go ahead and do Shevinakim afterwards, a Hafsik Tara afterwards, right? So the Shach talks about it over here, and he talks about it over there. And it's not even so clear he's saying the same thing. So I would assume he is saying the same thing, though. It's sort of like a different emphasis, and you could say it a little different ways. But for now, since it's late, I think that the Pashup Shad is like this. That over there, it doesn't really matter if it's day or night. Who cares? The point is that we need 7 complete days of Tahara. Right, which is why you need to do the Hafsik Tara beforehand. And here you have that. You have 7 complete days of 24 hours of Nikios. Okay? So that's fine. So the fact that the Hafsik Tara was at a time which we would consider night is irrelevant, because in the end of the day, you had Shiva Yamim Nikian. Safra Lashiv Nikian. You have that. Whereas over here, Avelos is Taloi in Yom and Laila. And therefore, since you basically declared it Laila by davening Ma'ariv, so then you can't still count it as day. Okay. Then there's a very interesting discussion over here in the Pesachei Tshuva. What about the Yahrzeit? So this guy goes ahead and we're going to treat it as nighttime, L'inyan sitting Shiva. But he says for the Yahrzeit, you'll go baser the day because, right, we'll follow the Yom Sha'avar. Because L'chora, Yahrzeit is not dependent on me. Yahrzeit is dependent on the calendar date. And the calendar date was still daytime. So the sitting Shiva might depend on my choice on whether I daven Ma'ariv early or not. But in terms of the Yahrzeit, that's telling the actual date and therefore won't be. And we'll see other cases actually where we sort of split between the Yahrzeit and the Shiva. What about Bein Hashmasho? So the Pesachei Tshuva, that was Pesachei Tshuva Vav. This is Pesachei Tshuva Hey, quotes from the Radvaz. Shamashmo Kroiva Bein Hashmashos, Mona Miyom Sha'avar. And presumably the same thing for the beginning of Avelos and Kfura. Now, this is very common. In other words, what's the din if they go ahead? I actually told you that story about this a couple of days ago, where they sort of finished the Kfura a couple minutes after Shkia. Well, what would we say? A couple minutes after Shkia, that's still Bein Hashmashos. So, over here, basically, would seem that we're going to be Mako. And we'll say, yeah, that is going to be considered part of the previous day. And you'll have, you know, it'll be day two, as it were, not day one.
Take off the truth or something.
So the truth is you don't even need that, right? You understand what Yoni was saying? I'm saying is that's assuming that you literally know Ega Velos. Now, the reason why Yoni said that, which is a good chap, is he said this is the same thing as Yantif. We know that Yontif is only Mevatel the Shiva if you're knowing some aspect of Avelos before Yontif. So if you take off your shoes before Yontif, then Yontif is Mevatel Avelos. So you take a look at the Aruch HaShulchan over here. He says, for counting the Shiva, the day of the Shiva, it's actually not Talui in being Noig Avelos. He writes, Avshalom Nagu Shum Avelos. To have fichas pneum have aschalas avelos. Avelos begins even before you know avelos. He quotes this from the Ranach. Rafa gavul inyan regel is bar bereshim and shinsadi tested but inan shiinog avelos mamish shakala kodem a regel. Zel mipnei shaharegel mevatal avelos gamrei viyafshesh lo yinog avelos klal. So you have to have some avelos. Aval be'er Shabbos day no elu inyan shiale. Hayom b'cheshbon lo chayshin an la. He brings a raya from Siman Shin Tzadi Vav. So that's that. All right. Much more to say, but we're going to go weiter tomorrow, or today, or whenever the next year is. So what's next? So that was Siman Shin Ayin Hay. So Shin Ayin Vav is... Dine Nichum Avelim. It's very important. So we'll talk about that. A lot of Siman Shinayin Vav is like Minhagim that don't apply anymore, like that gargantuan dark emotion and the like. We're not going to focus on those, are sort of funeral practices that we don't have anymore. We won't focus on that so much, but we will focus on Niyugi Avelos, which we're, so that's what we're going to do next time. I don't think we're going to do Sin and Shim and Shinayin Zayin together. That's Din Avadim Shvachos. And then we have Shinayin Ches, which is Sudas Havra. We'll also do that next time, I hope. And then we'll also do Shinayin Tes next time, being very ambitious, which is Birkas Amazim Beves Avel. So all that's Wednesday. And then after Shavuos, like I said, we'll start with actual Dine Avelos, which is Siman Shin Pei. Would anybody be interested in splitting? If you want, we could have two shiur, we could shiur on Tuesday and Wednesday to make sure we finish up to Shin Pei by then. Does that make sense? Are you free tomorrow? So tomorrow, let's say.
Can you talk to a meeting which is currently being planned?
Okay, so now you'll have to So, okay. So let me know if we could, I'm actually flexible tomorrow because I don't have the other shear. So we could do it in the morning.
I'm good.
What time is the night theater meeting calls for?
Between 12:30 and then what's available. I told them I was available at 1:30, but.
Oh, so we'll do it at 12.
Well, I told them both times. They haven't said.
Okay. So why don't you go ahead and let us know, and then we will, based off of what you say, we'll.